Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The civil rights movement was supposed to be about equality, but for many sick Black people, it made matters worse. Today, the effects of poor health continue to get worse for our people. How did it all go wrong? This is 2 Minute Black History. What you didn't learn in school. Hospitals are often praised as models for the success of desegregation. So why do Black patients get injured and even get infected with new diseases at a much higher rate than white people who go to the exact same hospitals? Why do Black mothers die during childbirth 3 times as often? There's a long history there. Let's begin with enslavement. When enslavement ended, Black people were in poor health. Many were disabled from white terrorism, and others suffered from male ailments. Even when the government created programs for our health, white people complained until access was revoked. And then there's Medicare. Though hospitals are praised for their speed in desegregating facilities, the truth is, they only integrated under the threat of losing federal dollars from Medicare, not in response to civil rights legislation. Further, white hospitals receiving government funds put Black hospitals out of business once Medicare legislation was signed in 1965. And don't forget about discrimination. Even after integration, white hospitals still found ways to discriminate. In Mississippi, for example, Black patients were put on separate floors, denied service, and private rooms were built for white patients. Historically, hospitals haven't cared about Black patients. They've just chased green dollars. We still can't depend on the government or hospitals to provide quality health care. We have to advocate for ourselves and continue our fight for true liberation. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.